Are we officially off?
Talk about the movie on there. All right. What I thought would be fun is to like track the weather and.
I mean, I know how this is going to go.
Yeah. You know the end.
I do know the end. Which is that we're not going to any movie tonight.
No, you can go.
I don't want to go by myself.
Oh, let's just talk about it on there. Right. I'm actually not 100%, but let's just.
I know you, though. I know you.
I do. I mean, I wasn't hiding it.
Well, you tried to convince me to join. It's literally on my way.
On the air?
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about this on the air.
Pick some top news.
Then I mean, I have some good news, but I don't know a title.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you what I... let me think about this. No, that's not top news. I'm just going to bring it up. I have something very not sci-fi related, but just needs to be covered.
All right.
Man. Oh, how about this Game of Thrones documentary?
I don't know about that.
It's just I'm basically just looking for non-superhero news.
Oh, thank you. It was Francis Ford Coppola news. He's doing a sci-fi movie. Making Megalop. I don't know how to say the Megalopolis. Megalopolis.
Let's not make it the title. If we can't say it.
That could be the title.
Is that the title of his movie?
Yeah, Megalopolis.
That is the title of his movie?
Yeah. Making Megalopolis.
Making Megalopolis?
Yeah.
Does that get across what we're trying? But isn't the news Francis Ford Coppola is doing to sci-fi?
Well, yeah, that's the movie.
So like...
Should we just call it Francis Ford Coppola is doing a sci-fi?
Something like that? Or like meet... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's usually what we do.
All right. let's do it.
Oh, man, we haven't done this for 2 weeks and we're really off tonight.
We are off.
All right, let's do it. Let's just warm up with some news. 7:14. You can take it away.
Episode 714, Francis Ford Coppola is making a sci-fi movie.
Another news. Oh my gosh. Wow, that was rough. Yeah, we didn't come up with a good title for that one.
No.
Sorry, everyone. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Emerson.
And I'm Ben DiBono. We're back.
We're back, and it's probably the last big snowstorm of the year here in Minnesota, and that's going to be important for a lot of this episode because Ben and I were going to go see a movie after the news episode tonight.
You've already wimped out. Not officially, but it's coming.
Yeah. A month ago, I bought these tickets to go see The Man Who Killed Don Quixote.
It's the Terry Gilliam movie.
We've been waiting for it for 10 years.
It's the only night it's playing.
I know. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, it's a one-night-only event.
I'm sure it will be available on Netflix
tomorrow,
Hulu soon.
I bet this weekend. There's not announcing until everybody pays for this one-night-only showing. So, but like I said, it's a snowstorm. So before you came over, my wife and I were talking, and
You were informed you weren't allowed to leave.
No, that is not what happened. That is 100% not what happened. No, she prefers I don't go. So I texted you and I said something like, I'm trying to decide if I should go. If you are having second thoughts, it will help me make my decision.
Well, no, that's incorrect. Your timeline is wrong. You texted me first and said, are you having second thoughts based on the weather?
Yes.
And I said, no, because I'm not. Because A, let's think about this. A, I own a truck.
Oh.
B, where I was at work to your house, to the theater, to my home,
it's all
is the exact route I take to go home.
See, so it is different for me because I own a small car.
But even if it wasn't, I would still go.
Yeah, I wish it was.
Shame you with that right now.
I wish it was at the theater close by. I think I'd feel a lot better about it.
So then, well.
Wait a second. I wonder if we could return the tickets I bought and get the Roseville tickets.
I don't want to go to Roseville. It's not my way home. you can try.
Do you want me to try?
No, not really.
Let me see.
I think if you're not willing to commit to it.
Let me go see what I can do here. But anyway, I'm leaning towards not going because...
But hang on. Then you texted me and said that your wife would prefer you not go. And you said it would really help me out if you were having second thoughts.
Those aren't my exact
translation.
Words. Just read the text right there. That's not exactly what
I said. That was exactly your words.
While you're looking that up, let me tell you this. The winter storm warning that's in effect for our county right now says travel could be very difficult. It says for precautions, basically don't drive. Let me see. Yeah. Travel. This
of course they're going to say that.
Snow, sleet, and ice will make travel very hazardous or impossible. Very hazardous or impossible. Wow, I mean, that sounds bad.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow morning? I'm going to wake up and drive to work.
All right, so...
this is what you said. You said, I'm still trying to decide what to do. If you had any second thoughts, it would help me make a decision. Smiley face.
Because basically I'm saying, if you don't want to go, I don't want to go.
No, what you were saying is, I don't want to look like I'm wimping out to my wife, but it would really help, because then I don't have to look like I'm artificially giving into her, if I could say, yeah, Ben's having second thoughts too.
Oh, that's not at all.
That's 100% it. No. So then I wrote back and said, I do not have second thoughts. So you're on your own standing up to your wife.
Well, first of all, I just want to say it wouldn't be whipping out. I think my wife and I are on the same page.
I just want
you to be on the same page, but I do wish I could see this movie. So I'm having mixed feelings, which is why, as of this recording, I still haven't made up my mind.
I knew the second you texted me the first time it wasn't going to happen.
I knew you would know that, or think that at least, because I legit was just worried by that point. I was kind of putting out some feelers.
Should we talk about your worries?
My actual anxieties that I've been treated for?
Yeah. just your worry. You are a worrier. It's like, I mean, it's just a little snow. It's not a big deal.
All right.
A little snow never killed anyone.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, not many people.
I bet that's not true either.
You could die just getting out of bed in the morning.
Okay.
You know, if you're not willing to take risks in life, I don't know what to do with you. But I respect your decision.
Thank you. Well, right now I'm in the process of trying to see if I can change the tickets. Because if I could go to Roseville, which is a nearby city, everybody, that would be piece of cake. I think we could make that happen. This other place that's on your way home would be 30-minute drive from here or more.
No.
In the snow. Not on a normal day.
5 minutes.
Come on. Don't lie to the listeners. Just be honest.
It's like 5 minutes.
What do you really think it is all the way to Coon Rapids?
In good weather?
Yeah, in perfect weather.
You could do it in 15 minutes.
20 minutes. I know how long it is. 20 minutes in fine weather.
Well, I mean,
you
drive like you've got Miss Daisy in the back seat.
I drive the speed limit.
It's not the speed limit.
Wait a second. Wait a second. I get a refund for these.
Well, that's great.
Wow. That was easy. Wait, that makes it a lot easier. I couldn't make the show. I picked the wrong movie. I have to tell him why.
I'm out because of the other.
Should I pick other? I'm afraid of the snow.
I think that is the real answer.
Wow. Can I get a refund? I mean, that would be great. Wow. I think I could get a refund. Does that make you feel better?
No, that's fine. I don't feel bad.
Wait a second. What if I get the refund and then we just go to Roseville, buy the tickets there?
Okay.
Do you want to do that? Let's check with Dez after this.
No, if we're going to get a refund, I'd rather just watch it on Netflix at that point.
Okay, so did you ever really want to go see this in the theater?
I was willing to go see it.
Uh-oh, willing. That doesn't sound good.
I mean, it's not getting good reviews.
Okay. Wow, I just got a refund. I had no idea that was going to happen. I've never even heard of getting refunds on movie tickets ahead of time.
Have you ever tried?
No. I haven't, but I just assumed.
This is like how you told me a couple of years ago that you don't deduct anything from your taxes because it seemed like cheating to you.
No, that's okay.
That's 100% what you said. When that quote.
Listeners, when he says that's 100% what you said, I want you to know that that's his way of saying, I don't remember exactly what you said, but I think that's the gist of it.
No,
I think I don't know exactly what that conversation was like, so I think it would be hard to argue, but I would imagine I said something along the lines of, when you're tithing, I kind of feel bad deducting that on my taxes because it's money I'm giving to God. You see what I'm saying?
Well, then take the difference you saved on your taxes and give that to God too.
Yep. I don't know.
I mean, you felt it was more than just tithing though. When we talked about it, you genuinely were unsure about trying to deduct things from your taxes.
I mean, I do like
you're a cautious guy. Is the point like I'm to trying give. To say?
I do like to give.
Right.
Now I have $26 more dollars I could give.
Speaking of money,
yes.
When am I, you know, the Patreon thing, it's just right. I got like 3 months I need to pay you for. I'm sick of it.
Just write me a check.
I don't want to write you a check. I don't write checks.
Okay, well, listeners, what Ben's talking about is he's tried to transfer to me through this app that I don't have access to.
You just click the link.
It doesn't work that way.
Everyone's used it.
Who is everyone?
My friend Greg.
Who else? Don't just make up people.
Our friend Josh.
I tried to do that. It said I had to connect it up with my bank app.
Yeah, so you log into the app and you fill in your bank account information. It's not that hard. This would be like a good threshold to clear. Figuring out how to use a banking app.
I'll be honest. I didn't try hard, but it wasn't intuitive.
It is intuitive. Sure. It's 100% intuitive.
Oh, that's so funny. But if you want, just bring me some cash if it's bugging you. But no, if it's not bugging you,
well,
then
I just don't want to have to keep tallying up every month owe you.
When you send it to me, it gives me like 2 weeks to figure it out, and then that will kind of give me another. Because I haven't had any real motivation to do it because there's no money waiting for me.
There is money waiting for you. As soon as you do it, then I will send you like $200.
So what Ben's talking about, everybody, is Patreon. Over at patreon.com/thesci-fi-christian, we are selling episodes. That's right. You can...
Apparently just to me.
You can get episodes for $3 a month, or you can get even more for $5 a month, or you can get even more, including our uncensored episodes for $7 a month. So go to patreon.com/thesci-fi-christian and become a supporter of the Sci-Fi Christian today. Thank you. Ben, should we do some news? I got the refund of the movie. So we're out of the movie unless we go locally. So that'll be up to you. We can talk about that later.
All right.
So let's say we just stay here and do news then. Do you want to do additional? I don't have anything else.
I do have a surprise confrontation episode for you on the Patreon.
For extra or uncensored?
For extra. I mean, it could be uncensored too. It's just I'll yell at you a little more.
Confrontation? What is this?
I'm gonna confront
about?
You about something.
Wow. You're coming in here hot tonight.
Can I tell you, it's been a crabby week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a crabby week.
I've had a relatively good week.
Somebody in the cube next to me let me know the number of F bombs was getting a little high.
Your F bombs.
Yes.
Yes. I think we talked about this last time.
We did.
And it's just getting worse.
It's getting worse.
So they confronted you.
No, it was like it was a funny thing. It wasn't okay. A serious
But you said it's been kind of a crabby week. So did it kind of bug you a little bit?
Oh, no. No, I don't mind.
So then why do you... this is what I think is happening.
Other things were bugging me.
Okay, like work-related things.
Yeah, I was a little hot yesterday.
Man.
I was a little angry.
Sorry. Is there anything I can do to help?
I could recreate that rant on the uncensored feed, but no, it's okay.
All right. Well,
it's okay. You know, don't you ever have a crabby Tuesday at work?
You know, yeah, I have all sorts of days that are great and all sorts of days that are bad. Not necessarily day specific. In fact, Tuesdays I look forward to because I get to hang out with you.
Yeah. Not necessarily a Tuesday, but what do you do on a crabby Tuesday?
Like if it was a Tuesday?
Well, just it could be a crabby Wednesday.
Like, how do I make it better?
No, just like, how does that come out of you? Because I said for me, it comes out with a little bit of profanity and a little bit of anger.
Sure. For me, it's more inner turmoil. Oh. Just kind of keep it in.
Yeah, you should get that out. It feels better.
I just kind of keep it in. Let it simmer for
months. Well, you have an office. Why don't you shut the door?
Oh, I share an office with somebody.
Well, just tell him or her that, hey, it's crappy Tuesday. We're shutting this door and we're getting it out.
Yeah, I guess that's possible. I'm just looking at my schedule because I know that hanging out with me can help you. Do you want to get lunch together? Maybe tomorrow or Monday?
Well, probably not tomorrow.
How about next Tuesday? No, Tuesday we record.
Maybe.
We should do it on a day we don't record together.
All right. Yeah, we can do lunch.
How about
sometime?
Wednesday the 17th?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put you down. Perfect. And I'll come to you this time. You always come out towards me.
All right.
Lunch with Ben. Put it on the schedule. This is kind of a weird news episode. So we haven't recorded since March 26th.
No. Oh, and we also, so a couple things that we can also do for tonight. There is a little Inside the Hoop news.
I saw some Inside
the
Hoop
crossover,
news, too.
Yeah, that's the one you sent me, the crossover sci-fi news, so we can cover that.
Okay.
Baseball season has started, so we could do Inside the Bat.
You know, somebody had suggested, you know, we did Inside the Coin Toss for our football podcast. I think it was Seth. I believe it was Seth. I don't know for sure. They suggested that we should have called the football podcast Inside the Punt, which is a great name.
Yeah, but I kind of like Inside the Coin Toss.
I mean, it's done. What's done is done. It's done. But I just want to say Inside the Punt, pretty good.
That is good.
Why don't we just get this news episode over and do some fun things on Patreon?
All right.
So, why don't you talk about this top news you had that was really specific?
All right. So, Francis Ford Coppola, who you might know from such movies as Jack, starring Robin Williams, and The Rainmaker, starring Matt Damon.
I don't know those ones.
Two of his more famous projects.
Isn't he Godfather?
Yes.
I was really confused for a second.
He's been talking about this movie Megalopolis for years, like decades. In fact, I can remember when the internet was new. I remember reading, and I was watching The Godfather for the first time, and the IMDb was brand new. I remember reading about how he was going to do Megalopolis next, and then he went off and did a bunch of movies nobody liked, and I guess he's gearing up for one more.
Wow. So this is happening.
Now, Megalopolis, as a sci-fi movie, seems like it would be a little bit of a play on Metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
There seemed to be a little interaction there, so that's exciting.
Have you looked into it? Is that the case?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. That would be great.
What are your general thoughts on Francis Ford Coppola?
I just love Godfather 1, and I haven't ever seen Godfather 3.
Right.
This is a whole different story for a different podcast I may have told in the past, but my first viewing experience of Godfather 2 was very bad. So in some ways, I feel like I've never watched Godfather 2.
Yeah,
although technically, I think I've probably seen every frame of the movie.
Right.
But it was... Have I told you the story?
I think so.
I was quickly. I mean, I guess it's not that long. I rented it way back in high school. And so at that time, it was on VHS. And Godfather 2 came on two separate VHS tapes.
Oh, yeah. You watched the wrong one.
So I put in the tape, started the movie. Everything's going great. All of a sudden, the credits start rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wait a second. I still have to change the tape. And it turned out the reason I was confused during the whole movie is because I was watching tape number two first.
This out of sequence storytelling is getting ridiculous.
So I did go back and watch tape one, but I never then watched tape two.
Right.
And the whole thing is jumbled in my head. So all that to say, I feel like I've never really seen Godfather 2, although I have actually watched all of it as far as I can remember.
You need to watch it the right way.
Yeah.
I mean, I go back and forth between one and two. They're both great movies. I think two is probably better, but I love them both.
So in your mind, like I said, I probably have seen every frame of the movie. When I watch it this year, should I mark that down as a first-time viewing, or is this a movie I've seen before?
I think you can call it a first-time viewing.
I feel like it has to be.
It has to be. Okay. Now, Francis Ford Coppola made four of the greatest movies of all time in the 70s. We just listed two of them. Do you know what the other two are?
Can you give me some hints? I might be able to figure out. Well, Smokey and the Bandit.
That's it?
No, I don't know. Give me some hints.
Well, one of them is what we're doing now.
Conversations.
The Conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a great movie. The Conversation. Did you ever see the movie Enemy of the State?
Yeah,
with Will Smith and Gene Hackman. So Gene Hackman's character in Enemy of the State is based on his character in The Conversation.
Oh,
it's kind of meant to be a spiritual. It's not a sequel, obviously, but it's kind of a spiritual continuation of The Conversation. The Conversation also has Harrison Ford in a very early pre-Star Wars role.
Okay.
As does his other famous movie, though it came out after Star Wars. But Harrison Ford only has a very small part in it because he was filmed before Star Wars.
Is it American Graffiti?
It is not.
Who did American Graffiti?
That's George Lucas.
Okay, I thought that might be true, but I couldn't remember. Okay, I give up. What is it?
Apocalypse Now.
See, this is the second time this has come up in the last few months, and I've never seen that one.
Well, shame on you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there is a little bit of more Francis Ford Coppola news now that I'm thinking about it. So Apocalypse Now famously has two cuts. It has Apocalypse Now, the theatrical cut, and then it has Apocalypse Now Redux, which is went from a 2.5-hour movie to a 3.5-hour movie. And now he's going to be premiering within a couple months Apocalypse Now, the final cut, which is going to be somewhere in between. He said, I was too short with the first one, too long with the second one, so maybe it'll be a 3-hour movie.
Wow. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of doing a little George Lucas special edition.
Yeah, but unlike George Lucas, all the editions are available.
Okay.
So I don't care how many cuts of a movie the director wants to. It's like Blade Runner. Nobody cares that Ridley Scott has done 100 cuts because they're all available. You buy a DVD and they're all down there.
You know, now that Fox is owned by Disney, and so everything that was tied up with the original trilogy now belongs to Disney. Because, you know, 20th Century Fox, I think they were the production company, or would they do the release? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Fox was involved with Star Wars.
Right.
Do you think now we'll be able to see the original trilogy in the original form?
You would think so, but Disney does. I bet you there was some backdoor deal with Lucas where he's like, not as long as I live.
Okay.
See, I don't even care if they only release it in an edition where I have to buy all the other cuts George Lucas has done.
Yeah,
just release it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'd prefer to just have that.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Just release it. It's like Blade Runner.
Remember when during season one you had pre-ordered the original Trail Jam Blu-ray, but then canceled your order when you found out some of the changes they made?
Well, no, when they started to have the clips come out, and they had when Darth Vader's killing Palpatine. No.
The one you really hated was Obi-Wan's new call to the sand people.
Yeah.
Hey, I remembered a prediction I forgot to mention during our Star Wars prediction episode. So I think it was the last episode we did was, let me just go check real quick. We did predictions for Star Wars episode 9 during episode 713. All right. With the Fox thing being back under Disney's roof, I'm predicting in episode 9, the opening credits start with the Fox fanfare before the opening text. What do you think?
No.
You don't think that fanfare is important?
No. No, I know what it is, but they're not
going to
give Fox...
Maybe just the sound. Just the sound.
No, here's the thing.
Just the music.
No, here's the thing. Is that you have... Within a giant company, and you have all these sub-companies, they're not necessarily friends. Just because Disney owns it all, and so this company is doing all the work, and then we slap 20th Century Fox on the front? It's not going to happen. I've heard it.
Okay. All right. I'll take your next piece of news.
Oh.
Do you want me to tell, how about this? Can I give you some non-sci-fi news? This is just crazy, and I just couldn't wait to hear your reaction.
Okay.
But if you're grumpy, this might be bad.
No, go ahead.
This is crazy that this is real. Grease, the musical, is getting a prequel called Summer Lovin', which is a song in Grease. Are you familiar with Grease?
I'm a little familiar. I've never seen Grease.
There's a song called Summer Lovin'.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And it tells a whole story of when the two main characters... Yes, you've got it.
Down by the bay. Yeah.
So it tells a story of the two main characters.
Swimming all day.
You've got it. Wow. Yeah. You know it. So the two main characters in Grease, it's their origin story, basically. How did they meet?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, we got the whole story.
That's what Grease was about.
No, Grease is... they've already met in the summer, and now it's a school year during Grease.
What about Grease 2?
I have not seen Grease 2, and I don't think it has the same actors. I'm not sure if it's the same people. This is kind of weird news, though, because Summer Lovin' itself tells the whole story. So I'm interested on, will this just be a reenactment of the entire song?
Well, probably. I don't know much more of the song than what I just sung.
Yeah. It's being developed by the writer of the upcoming live-action Aladdin, which I know you're excited about.
Yeah.
You know, the live-action trailer for Lion King, the newest one, came out today. I haven't watched it yet because I'm not interested, but I'm not sure why people are excited about this.
No, it's I can explain why people are excited. It's because you just show them something they're familiar with, and people are so ingrained in nostalgia and into the addiction of all of the little bells that nostalgia sets off that they're like, it's something I know, you know, and it's just the sheer experience of seeing something you recognize. That's how low the bar is, and it's ridiculous.
Glad that aren't you glad that your co-host doesn't fall prey?
You do though. You do. Like this is the whole thing with superheroes. They just keep showing you things you know.
Do you want to talk about me? Can I tell you a story? Oh yes, I've got a good one for you. Hold on, let me play this.
It's sci-fi Christian story time.
Last Tuesday morning, I was on the phone with my wife as she drove to work because she leaves a little bit before me. So I'm at home, and I had just been scrolling through Facebook, and I happened to notice that Avengers Endgame tickets were going on sale. And it was like on sale now, and it was 1 minute past. So I quickly logged on.
What, because you're not going to be able to see it if you don't buy them that second?
So I was on the phone with my wife, just kind of explaining the process. So logged on. Everything's going great. I get to the seat selection part of the screen on Fandango and selected my seats, clicked it to select, and then all of a sudden, everything just freezes. So I get an error screen. Eventually, I ended up in a queue saying, it'll be 11 minutes and then you can get your tickets, which I've never seen a queue before. But it never worked. It kept on bringing me to an error screen. So I went and tried AMC.com, a local theater chain. Well, not local, national theater chain. And their site was also crashing. Have you heard about what happened that morning?
No.
Okay. Everybody went on immediately to buy tickets for Avengers Endgame.
Good
Both
Lord.
The AMC.com and Fandango crashed. So I thought my 11-minute wait was weird, but I saw later on social media that some people were waiting like an hour or something. They're in a queue for 54 minutes, things like that. But the story has a happy ending because 1 hour and 40 minutes after I got my first error message, I was still trying. and I ended up getting into a screen. And it was working. Everything's going great. This is the first time I've been back in the seat selection thing, and it was working for a long time. And the exact two seats I was going to buy 1 hour and 40 minutes earlier were still available because the whole site had crashed. And clicked it, got it, bought it that first morning. So I'm going to Avengers on Thursday, opening night.
Well, that's a relief.
And that has been...
It's Sci-Fi Christian Story Time.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners have some similar stories out there.
Why is it so important to see stuff the second it comes
well,
out?
Well, in this one, for example, you know I hate spoilers. Do you remember that?
So you discipline yourself and just log off Facebook till you can see it.
So for me, I needed to see it. I really wanted to see it that first night.
You needed to see it.
So Thursday, the 25th, I think it is.
And there's no way you would have been able to find tickets. Not a chance.
Well, they're selling them on eBay for like $500.
Who cares?
Not real, though. I don't think that people would really buy that much or pay that much.
It's a three-hour movie, too.
I know. Did you see that Don Quixote movie we almost went to was 2.5 hours?
I did see that.
It was kind of scary. Yeah. Especially in the snow.
Yeah, I mean, your car could have just been buried.
I've been talking to you about this. For our potential top news, I brought up Game of Thrones documentary. You said you hadn't heard about it. Check this out. Right after the finale airs, immediately following that, on HBO, there's going to be a 2-hour Game of Thrones retrospective documentary airing on HBO.
Okay.
Thought you might like that since you'll be watching it.
I'm not going to watch that.
Sounds like this is not set in stone, everybody, but for the uncensored feed, we might be doing a string of Game of Thrones podcasts hosted by you and one of our friends.
Right, and the videos will be.
Oh,
there
yes.
will be YouTube videos.
Yeah, so there's lots of things happening for Game of Thrones. All right, I can take your next piece of news.
You know, this will be this upcoming one for the premiere. You know, because we smoke pipes and we drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a beer-free episode for me because it's
Lent.
Still Lent. Yeah,
that's right.
But never fear, because there is Game of Thrones Johnny Walker whiskey.
Oh, so you're not giving up alcohol, just specifically
I'm
beer.
I'm not crazy.
Okay.
Like, it lends 40 days.
Okay.
Like, let's be realistic.
So, I know that you're not into superhero movies, so you may have not watched this, but did you
happen? Well, I would be if we could just all have a little self-control about them.
Let me ask you this question. Had you happen to see the Joker trailer?
Yeah, I did see
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm interested in your thoughts. It looks...
unimpressed.
Okay, it looks pretty different, but for me, I didn't think it looked enticing. It didn't draw me in, really.
No,
I'm imagining you and I will see it eventually. Do you think that's not true? It's the one that you would give a chance to.
No, I will give it a chance if it gets good reviews.
Okay.
If it gets bad reviews, I will not give it a chance. I think I've been pretty consistent on that point, except for Marvel movies that I no longer give a chance to, period.
I get it. I understand. With that being said, I have superhero news here, but I know you don't like superhero news. So I'll let you pick what number of superhero news do you want me to take? And I'll stop there.
I'll give you three.
All right.
One for each member of the Trinity.
Great. So I'll prepare that while you... Do you have any more news?
I've got a little news. You know, we covered that our friend R-Pet had been cast in Christopher Nolan's next movie. And he has said that the movie is crazy and it's the length of 3 movies. That seems unlikely.
What? maybe he hasn't seen a lot of movies lately.
Well, he said it's the length of 3 movies. So is Christopher Nolan prepared to release a six-hour movie?
Interesting.
I don't think so.
All right. What else you got?
Avengers Endgame is going to have the last Stan Lee cameo.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun.
Kind of a bummer, but I think it had to end eventually. On the show, we covered a few years back that... In preparation for his death, which is weird to even talk about back then, they had filmed...
Why? He was 90.
I know, but it's just kind of a weird thing that they had him film 10 cameos ahead of time to insert into future movies. So they must have just canceled that plan.
Yeah.
All right.
Joel Cohen of the Coen brothers is going to be doing a Macbeth movie without his brother.
Okay.
So that's just nuts.
Is this the first time they've ever worked independently?
It is.
Okay.
And then Zack Snyder has said he does have his own cut of Justice League.
No.
Yeah?
I thought I read news that said his script had never been fully shot.
That's not what he's saying.
All right.
Anyway, that's about it.
All right. Do you know the comedian Kumail Nanjiani?
I do.
All right.
He's very funny.
Yes, he's hilarious. And do you know...
He's on Silicon Valley.
Do you know the actress Angelina Jolie?
No.
Okay. Well, they have both been cast in Marvel's The Eternals.
I heard that.
All right. So, and I think Kumail is going to be the lead.
Is this a Disney Plus?
No, this is... This is the next big thing. This is their next Guardians.
Oh.
So there it is. That's one. Number two for superhero news. New Mutants. Now, this is the horror movie that Fox had been producing in the X-Men universe. It's been delayed. Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones. She plays...
Right.
What's her name again? Stark. Which Stark is she?
Arya Stark.
She plays Arya Stark. She's in this movie.
Not as Arya.
No, she is a different character.
Right.
Can't remember. Maybe Wolfbane or something. She had said that they hadn't done reshoots yet, which we knew that the movie wasn't complete until they had done some reshoots that were coming up. So
right.
No reshoots have been done yet. Now with the Disney-Fox merger going through and no release plan for New Mutants, people are thinking maybe this is just going to disappear or maybe it will show up on Hulu when no one cares and they're just going to edit it as is. But Disney is saying they still have plans to release it in theaters. We'll see what happens.
Well, that is a relief.
And that's not one I'm necessarily interested in, but I feel like a lot of people were interested because they released a trailer for it. It had to have been over a year ago.
Well, that's big-hearted of you when you only have three superhero slots and you burned one on that.
Yes.
I just admire your dedication.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And finally, I'm going to go with... Man, there's a few here that I'm really interested in, but I'm going to go ahead and go with Idris Elba news. Now, we had covered on the show that he was playing Deadshot, that he was taking over the role from Will Smith in the Suicide Squad. Apparently... They're scrapping the idea, and they're giving him an original character, a new character to the movies.
Right.
So he's not Deadshot.
Yeah. Well,
for it or against it? You like Idris Elba?
I don't want him to be in superhero movies. I don't want anybody to be in superhero movies.
I hear you.
It's just like, don't you think it's getting a little excessive?
Well, Marvel or in general?
In general.
I mean, if they're done well, who cares?
They're not. They're not done well. They're done mediocre.
So
they're
you're saying, I think there's an excessive amount of bad superhero movies?
No, I just think, don't you think that, even if they are done well, let's go with that. Because it's like, there's other sources of entertainment. There's other things to think about, to spend your time on besides superhero movies. And don't you think that they're maybe eclipsing a little bit too much of the amount of time that people spend engaging with movies or stories or stuff like that? It's not great to have so much dominated by one type of thing and largely by one company.
You know, I'm about to go ahead and rewatch a bunch of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies before Endgame. So
right.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Exactly. Last news of the day.
Well, for non-superhero last news of the day, I have some Mark Hamill news.
You know what I thought you said?
What?
I thought you said, I have some more camel news.
More camel.
Yeah, I thought you said more camel.
No, not camel.
I don't remember the original camel news.
For the second piece of camel news. Apparently, MGM is going to be making a Child's Play reboot. And if you're not familiar with
right.
that, that's the Chucky horror doll. Well, Mark Hamill is the new voice of Chucky.
Right.
Crazy. I don't like horrors. I don't have anything to say about it.
Why don't you save that for last news of the day?
All my other news is superhero, and I made you a deal.
All right.
And I'm a man of my word.
Do you have any camel news?
Why don't you try to find some camel news? You know what, though? We do have some bananas and pajamas news.
Oh, we do?
Well, feedback. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, my. Do you want to save it for the bananas and pajamas episode?
No, I want to hear it now.
Oh, well, I'm not prepared for that.
Well, how about... Okay. This is fresh off the press. This is from clickorlando.com.
All right.
And the headline, this is from 5 hours ago. Camel goes shopping at PetSmart.
Okay.
First, there was Oliver, the African Watusi in Petco. Now there's a camel making a visit to PetSmart. Jeffrey, a camel, went on an adventure Sunday to his local PetSmart in Muskegon, Michigan. I don't know why Orlando's covering this.
Yeah, that's
slow news day. You can see when Jeffrey enters the door, he has to dip down a bit so his hump fits through the doorway. He then paraded around the store, visits shoppers, and delights everyone along the way. I don't think that sentence quite worked grammatically. Lewis Farms told News 6 that Jeffrey was working with a trader that day and riding in a trailer so he could be safely transported when needed for weighing and shot. His owners contacted PetSmart for permission before bringing Jeffrey in. Now, if they'd gone to Petco, they wouldn't have had to do that. Do you know why? Because Petco is where the pets go. You just bring your pet. Just a little bit more here.
Okay.
Petco's policy is that any leash pet is... Oh, this is... I jumped the gun.
Wow.
Petco's policy is that any leash pet is welcome at its stores. But PetSmart's policy gives a list of accepted pets, and those... deemed non-traditional are not permitted, and a camel was not on the list. Final paragraph. Who knows which animal we'll see making a visit to a pet store next?
Wow. Well, I felt bad that you didn't like my last news, so I went and found some other news. Kay. I don't know if you'll like this any better, but this is something we didn't cover.
Is this the bananas and pajamas?
No, I have that right now.
Okay, good.
So that will be the very last thing we cover today. Right. So if you don't know about this, on the last news episode, we talked about the... old Australian cartoon Bananas and Pajamas. We had a large part of our last news episode was right. about that. So I guess the Russo brothers, who we know from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they were directing there. They're also directing Community, a TV show that we both like. They're moving away from Marvel. They're done with Disney, and they're moving over to MGM. Have you heard about this?
No.
They're going to be the masterminds overseeing a bunch of reboots of various MGM properties.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
Do you want me to try to name some?
Yeah.
The Thomas Crown Affair, starring Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
Secret of the Nim. Have you heard of this?
The Secret of Nim?
The remake's going to be called The Rats of Nim, and it's a live-action animation hybrid.
Okay.
Have you heard of this? I remember the Secret of Nim.
Yeah.
It
had a rat in it.
Yeah, I don't remember that part. Let's see. I guess I don't have anything else right handy. And I don't know what other MGM properties are going to be in charge of. I'm sorry. It's kind of fast news I'm trying to find for you.
MGM?
MGM Properties, Russo Brothers.
Okay.
So that's it. I mean, I'm interested in the fact
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist? Yeah, what else?
They gain control over MGM's library. That's not good.
So, I think it's interesting they're leaving Marvel. They're going out on top, I guess.
Oh, no.
What?
Pink Panther?
Oh, they're redoing Pink Panther?
Well, it's a possibility.
What else?
It's a mad world.
All right.
I'm worried because 2001 was released by MGM.
How awesome would it be?
And Avengers CGI style.
3001.
There is a book, 3001. There's more books in Arthur C. Clarke.
Which one haven't they made that the Russo brothers could do?
Well, they made 2001 and 2010, so 3001 and 2061.
I think 3001 is going to happen under the Russo brothers' oversight.
I sure hope not. This is terrible news.
Well, should we go to our Australian friend Jordan?
Yes, please.
All right, Bananas and Pajamas is the
subject.
He would
know about Bananas. Yeah,
he said, "Good day, Ben and Matt. Bananas and Pajamas is an Australian classic. Brings back a lot of memories from childhood. To straighten out a few things, there is an animated show. However, this was a reboot and after my time, so I don't know too much about that one. The original show, the one I grew up with, had actors in mascot-like cardboard costumes. In the original series, they lived in Cuddles Avenue next door to the Teddies. Of the Teddies' names, I can only remember Lulu and Morgan offhand. On Tuesdays, the Bananas would catch the Teddies." And it looks like there's a song. "On Tuesdays, they would catch them unawares," as a theme puts it.
Do we need to bring this over to the uncensored feed?
No, not underwear. Unaware.
No, I know. Like,
the one's on censored.
You're sneaking up on it. Well, you sneak up on people.
It's just Teddies. I thought you were guessing I said underwear. It's unaware.
No.
Unawares. As the theme song put it, not sure why the Teddies were unawares. if it always happened on Tuesdays. There
Does
was
she
also
like a predictable pattern.
There was also a purple anthropomorphic rat wearing a vest and a top hat named Rat in the Hat.
She's like a, kind of a little bit of a ripoff there.
He was a shopkeeper and con artist. He'd come up with elaborate plans that would never work, and he would exclaim, "Cheese and whiskers!"
Well, this is a great show.
This is great. The bananas,
you know, you have a banana costume.
I do. The bananas and teddies shared an obsession with crunchy honey cakes, which I believe Rat supplied. There was also an extended version of the theme song that included the zucchinis and bikinis, but I don't think...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't think they ever made it onto the show, sadly. Ah, those were the days. I'd be happy to answer questions about the show over Skype with no obligation for you to air the interview if it is incoherent.
I would love that.
That sounds great. You are 100% correct. What you do is not easy. It would be just awesome to tell someone about the show who has never seen or heard of it.
So
that's hard to imagine over here. Everyone here knows it so well. One way or another, you should definitely do an episode on it. Best, Jordan. So Jordan from Australia, yes. Ben, this is happening,
well,
right?
100%. I'd just like to point out that Jordan is one of our more intellectual listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Very smart man, very widely read. And so, of course, when we have him on, it will be to discuss bananas in pajamas.
Okay, we'll follow up with you, Jordan. This is happening.
Absolutely.
I've never seen Ben so excited for having a guest on. This is crazy.
Yeah, so, this is great news.
Yeah, that's a great follow-up to last week's news episode, which that hodgepodge episode, I felt really good about that one.
I did too.
That was one of that's the best news episode of the year. I'm just going to say it right here. Last week we did hodgepodge news episode. Awesome. Great Star Wars prediction episode. So yeah. If you haven't checked those out yet, go ahead and check them out. But for now, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I'm Ben DiBono.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians signing off.
Goodbye.
You know, we played that clip that Brad sent us in called Drunk Sci-Fi Christian.
Oh, yeah.
And he was happy that we played it, and he said he's going to be working on a sequel.
Oh, good.
For a future episode.
Well, I think the bananas and pajamas talk could be a ripe minefield for that.
Yes. So here we go. All right.
So, yeah.
Well, goodbye. So long, folks. And I just want you to remember that on the Star Wars prediction episode, I predicted that the first trailer is going to hit in 2 days.
Right.
April 12th. So watch for that.
Yeah, it's not a...
Yeah, Star Wars Celebration is this weekend.
It's just gross.
You don't like how everybody loves Star Wars?
Well, it's just there's no objectivity. There's no thought. It's just show me shiny things and I like it.
What do you think? So they're going to announce the title of Star Wars, correct? Right?
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Have you thought about it, the title anymore since we did our episode?
No.
Do you want another chance at guessing?
War of the Force.
Oh, I like that. Force Wars.
No, the
Force Wars could be a whole series.
Right.
War of the Force.
Because what if they call it Star Wars : Force Wars?
What if they call
dumb?
It Star Wars War in the Stars?
That would be wild.
That would be, I mean, just do it. Why not? Why is it even called Star Wars? Because there's a war in the stars. Probably the weirdest thing about that last news episode we just did was the fact that you mentioned I have a banana costume and we just went right over it. Like, no explanation needed.
We did.
Yeah, they understand.